Let's go ahead and get underway here. I'm kind of rusty at this. Professor at the University of Chicago, who's directing the project now, has, I understand, made many hundreds of these interviews, and once you get really to roll in, it becomes kind of second nature to you. Now, it became that way to me pretty much because I did a study using this kind of technique of the speech of Terre Haute, but that's been 14 years, and I haven't had conducted a single interview since that time, so I've been listening to the tapes a little bit to see how they go. Well, I'll just say my name is Marvin, field worker for the Linguistic Atlas of the North Central States. This is July, what is this, Fran? 16th, isn't it? I'm talking with Miriam, Fran, as I know her. We're fellow amateur radio operators, and she served as the Gibson County place names informants for the book which Ronald and I did on Indiana place names. And Fran, why don't you tell me just a little bit about your background? You were born in Gibson County.
Right, I was born in Gibson County. I now live in Princeton, Indiana, which is the seat of Gibson County. And I was born about 8 miles from Princeton, near a little settlement called Mount Olympus.
Oh, yes. Now, did you go to, you went to school
went
right here?
I went my first grade at Mount Olympus. And then when I was 8 years old, my parents moved to Princeton. And I've lived here ever since. And I attended grade school and high school at Princeton.
Right here.
Right.
So, you're really a native. Now, you said, though, so you haven't gone to school outside the county.
No.
But you were in Florida for a while.
What, that was back in 51 and 52.
I see, 2 years down there.
Yes. Yeah. We were down there.
So on both sides of the family, did you say your father and grandfather, at any rate, were born in Gibson County?
Right.
And Gibson County is you might just mention a bit of that. Because,
my grandfather was the eldest child of 9 children, was a grain and livestock farmer on land adjoining to his father's holding. He purchased 60 acres of land at the time of his marriage, and he later inherited 40 acres from his father. This farming operation was a size which required 2 teams of working horses and 1 horse for the buggy. His name was Milton. Was my maiden name. And he lived there in Gibson County and was married to a Elizabeth Ann, and they had 9 children, and the second oldest was my father.
I see.
And my father lived all his lifetime in Gibson County. He was a school teacher and later was the trustee of the county.
It's an interesting thing that my own father was the very same thing.
Is that right?
Taught school initially, farmed, and then was trustee 8 years during the Depression.
My
education, in education, really.
Well,
those 8 years, which I followed, I followed his work very carefully during that period.
I'm sure, yes.
Just as a kid, you know, very young.
I think my mother probably was born in Pike County.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't know, really.
Is that?
Yes,
Pike County
that
is
adjoins,
to the east of here,
right.
It?
That adjoins Gibson County.
Yeah. And does White River run right through